Hi, I'm Dr. Maren Fergala. Today we're going to talk about recovery. In particular, I have my five favorite strategies to help you promote optimal recovery in sports. So what can you do as an athlete? I know you're already doing my top two recommended recovery modalities, and those are sleeping and eating. The other things that you can do to feel good, we'll talk about modalities that can help you do that, to train smart, and to make sure you monitor yourself so you can detect any signs that inadequate recovery is taking place before the outcomes can impair your performance. So sleep is probably the top thing you can do to promote recovery in your body. So what will happen if an athlete is sleep deprived? Well, one, it can certainly decrease athletic performance. It can impair muscle glycogen repletion. Athletes who do not get adequate sleep, it can result in impaired repair of muscle damage. It can even alter cognitive function, resulting in more mistakes on the field. It can increase mental fatigue. And really importantly is that sleep deprivation in athletes has been associated with an increased risk of injury by 1.7 times. So number two for recovery is eat. The foods that you consume provide your body with the energy that you need and the building blocks you need to recover from the stress of your training and games. Food and nutrition can actually help reduce inflammation and replace fluids that are lost during training and competition. So what strategies are most important nutritionally to help you optimize recovery? One is reducing alcohol consumption. Alcohol has actually been shown to actually impair recovery. Other things that are important are certainly hydration and water. Making sure you replace the fluids lost is very important. In fact, hydration has one of the strongest indicators to performance of all of the recovery modalities or nutritional concepts that we consider. Macronutrients are very important to replenish in the right concentrations. They provide the amino acids or the proteins you need to build your muscle, repair your muscle, as well as carbohydrates, which fuel you through your sport. Micronutrients are the nutrients you consume in small quantities. These include things like vitamins and minerals. When we talk about minerals, these can be coenzymes in a lot of metabolic processes. And athletes tend to lose a lot of minerals in sweat, in particular the electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and chloride. It's very important to replenish these lost electrolytes, one, from an athlete safety perspective, and secondly, from a muscle cramping perspective, and third, from a performance perspective. What is also very important for athletes is how do you feel? So we're now going to talk about some of the recovery modalities available. These include things like cold tubs, foam rollers, massage, yoga, active recovery, compression suits, and compression devices. So the next guide to recovery or recommendation is to train smart. Fortunately, you have a lot of great coaches, training staff, trainers to help you build your programs that are right for you. Most good coaches will use a periodized program with variation and progression in the acute program variables that consist of modality, intensity, volume, duration, and rest to make sure that you're not repeating the same stress time after time, resulting in an overtraining state. And step five would certainly be to monitor yourself. There's a variety of ways that you can monitor yourself. Some consist of subjective questionnaires. You might ask yourself, do you feel invigorated, ready to attack your practice, ready to go into the game and win? Do your legs feel heavy? Do your muscles feel stiff? And you also have objective measures to tell you how your body is actually handling it. These include things like blood-based biomarkers or physiological readiness with devices that can monitor your central nervous system readiness, cardiovascular readiness, metabolic readiness to indicate whether or not you should be training at a higher intensity and how recovered your body is. So in summary, what are the five best practices to optimize recovery? One, sleep. Sleep in terms of quantity as well as quality. Second, eat. Very important to eat micronutrients, macronutrients, and water in the right contributions. Feel good. Use the modality that helps you feel good and makes you feel ready for game day. Train smart in terms of varying your intensity and volumes. And finally, monitor yourself with both subjective measures and objective measures.